This is Fresh Air. Canadian folk singer Garnett Rogers joins us today for our weekly performance spot. He started playing professionally back in the 70s with his brother, the late Stan Rogers. A couple of years ago, through fellow folk singer Priscilla Herdman, Rogers was introduced to the work of turn-of-the-century Australian writer Henry Lawson. Like Herdman, Rogers decided to set some of Lawson's words to music, and he's going to perform one of those songs for us.
Over the past year, I've begun increasingly fascinated with the writing of an Australian poet, a man named Henry Lawson. He was born in 1867, died in 1922, and during his lifetime was sort of the poet laureate of Australia and established a whole new school of writing. In spite of all that, he died basically penniless and alone, a hopeless alcoholic. I think a fitting role model for any aspiring folk singer. And throughout his lifetime, his poetry wasn't really accepted that well by the critics. They found it mostly sort of overly sentimental and mawkish and a little bit too Rudyard Kipling-ish. And for the most part, they were right. It is rather overly sentimental. But what happens with these rather uncomfortable and mawkish poems if you take them off the printed page and set music to them, they become wonderful folk songs, and I don't really know what that says about folk music as a genre. Anyway, this is one of his that I set to music. It's called The Slip Rail and the Spur. And a couple of words of explanation might be in order here. A slip rail in this case is a kind of a primitive gate used for keeping cattle. And a spur is not what you wear on your cowboy boot. It's a small mountain. And the song basically deals with how incredibly stupid men can be in terms of their relationships with women. The colors of the setting sun drew across the western land. He raised the slip rails one by one and shot them home with trembling hand. Her brown hands clung, her face grew pale, a quivering chin and eyes that brim. One quick, fierce kiss across the rail, then goodbye, Mary, goodbye, Jim. Oh, he rides hard to race the pain, rides from love, who rides from home. But he rides slowly back again, whose heart has learnt to love and roam. One hand upon the horse's mane, one foot in the stirrup set, and then stooping back to kiss again, with goodbye, Mary, don't you fret. When I return, he laughed for her, we do not know how soon 'twill be. I'll whistle as I round the spur, you let the slip rails down for me. She gasped for sudden loss of hope, as with a backward wave to her, he cantered down the grassy slope, swiftly round the darkening spur. Oh, he rides hard to race the pain, who rides from love, who rides from home. But he rides slowly back again, whose heart has learnt to love and roam. And so often at the set of sun, in winter bleak or summer brown, she'd steal across the little run, shyly let the slip rails down, and she'd listen there until darkness shut the nearest spur in silence deep. And when they'd call her from the hut, steal home and cry herself to sleep. Oh, he rides hard to raise the pain, who rides from love, who rides from home. But he rides slowly back again, whose heart has learned to love and roam. And he rides hard to dull the pain, who rides from one that loves him best. And he rides never back again, whose restless heart must rove for rest.
Garnet Rogers' latest album, The Outside Track, is on the Snow Goose label.